Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
Hello, Anatoly. Welcome to Crypto Nights podcast. We are excited to have you as our guest speaker today.
Hello, Kant. It's a pleasure to be with you and thank you for having me.
Very excited. I have been reading up on you and on Elpis Investments and AI and blockchain investments and so on and so forth. So I just wanted to get into this because this is good stuff. So tell me about yourself, Anatoly. I'm in Dallas, Texas. Where are you located?
Oh, actually, I'm located in Europe right now in London, UK. But I'm half Ukrainian, half Italian. So I'm I came along with this mixed nationality, and now I'm in London. So what to say? I'm the co-founder of Elpis Investments. So, but before talking about the project itself, I have prior to that 5 years of working experience in real estate and especially construction fields by occupying managerial roles. Also, the trading activity that I done by myself. So during my college years, I met the other co-founder, which is Andrea. And together we started looking at financial services as a whole and all the problems they might have in the traditional side. So together we started planning a cutting-edge hybrid investment company that uses artificial intelligence as its core technology to trade both traditional markets and cryptocurrencies. About 2 years ago, we started to look into detail the Bitcoin and the blockchain technology as well. And then our third co-founder, Luigi, joined the team. And he's actually our investment manager with over 15 years of experience as a quantitative trader. And together we managed to assemble a great team with expertise, youth, and common will to pursue innovation. So we realized the massive opportunity to change the asset management industry, not only by applying AI, but taking advantage of the token itself and the blockchain technology. And the possibility to unlock, as I will explain later, the doors to retail traders and let them invest like professionals. So we started to develop different quantitative models and strategies, and now we are trading privately with a great track record, giving us a solid belief that AI can drastically improve the efficiency of trading strategies. So that's how we came out with the ICO and the project as a whole.
So till now, who has been funding you? Are you self-funded or has somebody like an angel or a VC invested in you?
Well, initially, we proceed without funding. So it was more the following our passion about the market, about building new models, about exploring as a research and development of new models. Later on, another investor gave us a seed investment because he said, okay, you're doing something really interesting. It's a hybrid fund, building a mixed hybrid portfolio. That's when we started to realize that, okay, probably we should bring this project publicly and stop trading by ourselves.
So this friend of yours invested in the equity of the company. Are you also going to give him tokens now?
He invested in equity, yes, as well. We're going to give him tokens, sure.
Okay, good. So the other question that I had was your track record. You said you had a good track record. Do you have any numbers? Do you have some data, something that you can tell us that our listeners can understand how well you have done in the past on your own?
Yes. So we've been working with AI trading since 2008, 2009. That's how when we started. We tested strategies year over year on US equity, futures, and more recently, of course, cryptocurrencies. So our traditional side is very solid. For example, US equity models consistently beat the S&P 500 since 2008. So the main goal of this strategy is to track the SP performance, so slightly overperform the benchmark, so with much lower level of risk, which is one of the pillars of our fund, the risk management. So just to give you two quick metrics, the maximum monthly drawdown compared to the SP 500 has been 25 times smaller, and the volatility of returns compared to risk has been 3.5 times smaller. So this is important data that gives us the solidity to make profits, but also to protect ourselves from the volatility of the market. And the other strategies, we are very strong on futures, where especially in the last period, we're killing it because we achieved over, we are achieving over 100% of return on a yearly basis on average, with almost 70% of success trades. More recently, we started with cryptocurrencies. It's a bit tricky with cryptocurrencies because, as you know, data is very incomplete right now. The exchanges, the crypto exchanges don't give us solid data sets, and they tend to even manipulate a lot of prices, of course, book orders. And so it has been quite hard to gather all the information, but we've been able to develop a model which is implemented with the goal to decrease the volatility and improve the control on risk, based on the belief that market conditions on Bitcoin and Ether have changed, and just holding or buying on corrections will not be as profitable as in the past. So Elpis uses quantitative long and short strategies with the logic to cure forecasting that are improved using genetic algorithms. And later on, I can tell you more about how we use AI.
Great, great. So I understand the team that has come together. I understand what you have done historically. And now let's talk about this whole idea of combining blockchain and AI with the methods that you have been using. What made you think about blockchain as a way of raising money?
Well, you know, the blockchain is, I think it's, it became more of a buzzword to raise funds when it comes to ICOs. The development of the blockchain technology has a massive potential to redefine the operations and economics of the financial services industry. Assets that trade electronically in the blink of an eye right now can still take days to settle, for example, and blockchain-enabled distributed ledgers could change all of that. So how are we going to use that? In the first year, Elpis will use blockchain to publicly show every trade to customers and regulators. So it will be a form of self-auditing service and to store transactions saving costs on infrastructures, of course. The management structure will be more transparent and safe so that investors will know exactly where the money is really going on a daily basis. So with dividend structures and costs calculated automatically and with no room for errors. So, and more especially in the mid to long term, Elpis will set plans to use the blockchain in an open source environment, which means that by allowing developers, software engineers, and final researchers around the world to innovate and improve trading algorithms in a test environment of our contained secure platform. So this transparency and validation enabled by the blockchain will allow to reward directly the work of the community using the Elpis token.
Got it. So you're going to start off by doing this yourself in some sense, but then you want to create an environment so that you want to provide to other people, such as simulation, maybe proper good data that you have collected with painstakingly and make it available for them to run simulations, test, and maybe refine their algorithms and then roll them out in your ecosystem?
Exactly. So that's why I said from mid to long term, because first of all, right now, blockchain infrastructures are still very raw. I think overall as ecosystem, we have to work much harder to make them more scalable, more efficient. This is something definitely we're looking into. And right, of course, the ICO, the success of the ICO could bootstrap us by 1,000 times. We can achieve these results much quicker.
Well, that's very exciting. So can you tell us who is in your ecosystem? So there is, of course, Elpis and your management team and your execution development team and all of that. Then there are people who are investing. Then there are people who develop these algorithms maybe for AI trading. I don't know. So who are the groups of people in your ecosystem? and then talk to us about examples of or use cases for each one of these so we understand exactly how this environment will work in future?
Yeah, sure. First of all, the talking about as soon as the ICO is over, we'll have two main customers. So there is first the institutional clients, of course, because after the ICO will open the fund. And institutional clients and professional investors will get direct access to our regulated fund at the completion of the ICO. So the real innovation on a community side comes from the retail market, which is our second branch. So non-institutional clients and everyday traders with holding ranging from, let's say, $5,000 to $100,000 cannot usually become clients of a regulated fund, right? So now, thanks to LP's total transparency, even the retail trader will have the opportunity to trade like a professional. So by subscribing, for example, to our algorithmic signals, traders will be able to copy our trading and perform like we do. And this will be possible only through our token.
So your token is a way for somebody like me to get in and say, hey, I'll give you one token. Can you copy this set of trades and implement the same thing on my money? And it will probably do that.
Well, of course, we are. Our belief is to implement automatically through an API. And we are already talking with third-party providers, which are liquidity providers and brokers, regulated and with a good, strong track record. And what we will give is the AI technology. So then the whole settlement will go through our broker. So in this sense, even the capital of the clients, et cetera, it will be protected.
Yeah. So I understand. So can you now walk us through the use cases for each of these entities, especially the user, somebody like me? I have, like you said, $10,000. I'm a retail investor. And let's imagine till now, if I was not an accredited investor, I would not have had the opportunities to invest into these institutional type of capital or private equity or whatever else. So certainly with $10,000, I'm excited about LPs because you're giving me the same opportunity as a high net worth individual. So what do I do next? What do I do with my $10,000?
So as soon as the ICO will end, we will open our platform. So since I told you we're building this share values of trust, transparency, and efficiency. Our on the main dashboard of the platform directly, there will be a way to monitor our proprietary artificial intelligence algorithms and trade real-time market signals in the background. So since the client itself, he's not trading. Let me reorganize. So we're talking about I was talking about the platform.
Yes, keep going, yeah. Yeah, go ahead, please.
Okay, so around those core principles, we are opening the main dashboard, the main platform for our investors. So basically how it's going to work. On the platform, the client will have a basic overview of the trading activity with the account portfolio, with the live performance, with the auditing ledger, and all the informations in real time. So this will reveal in-depth statistics of the current portfolio performance, benchmarks of market indices such as S&P 500 or CoinMarketCap for cryptocurrencies. So in the platform, clients will be able to match their API of their broker with our API, and then we will be able to give the algorithmic signals directly, automatically. So our clients don't have to worry about entering manually all the data we're giving them. So for now, for example, we have a Telegram channel where we are giving away signals for free. And this will be for the entire ICO. We'll give them for free. The group will be closed after the ICO closes. But this is a perfect example on how we give signals and where we actually doing very good, especially in futures and crypto and Bitcoin. We got the latest short. So for the client, will be very, very straightforward.
So tell me, what is the Telegram group so that our listeners can follow you?
Yeah, so the main group is t.me/Elpis. So this is our general Telegram.
And Elpis is spelled E-L-P-I-S. Okay.
E-L-P-I-S, exactly. Okay. So this is where we will release most important informations, will be our main communication channel. Yeah. And in the next days, we'll release as well the new website and the new documentation.
Very good. Very good. So I can go there and follow your signals right now, for example, and I can mimic them, you're saying? I can copy them?
Exactly. So they are free for everyone, both on traditional market and on crypto market. So whoever okay. goes there can copy them as much as he wants.
Okay. And this whole ICO and blockchain that you're building, is it for investment only into cryptocurrencies or is it also going to be into stocks?
It will be mixed. See, I mentioned before how we want to build a hybrid type yeah. of fund. So we are actually want to build a broad portfolio, which is the best choice when you mixed up traditional sides. So you have stocks, you have futures, you have derivatives, you have cryptocurrencies, different sets. For now, only Bitcoin, Ether, because they're more stable. But in future, we will release more. So in this way, investors will not focus only on a quick return, which leads in a very high risk, but we can build a big portfolio. It will be managed by deep learning neural networks, so it will balance automatically in the most efficient way every position. So we will reduce over time the risk exposure and hopefully maximizing returns.
Oh, very interesting. So what are all the things that somebody can do as a retail investor with Elpis platform that they could not do before? What are the new things they can do? How are you empowering the retail investor?
Well, the retail investor is not empowered more of a platform itself because it's just a way to monitor the trades, but it's empowered by the technology. It's empowered by AI technology behind it. So we are not another trading guru on the market that gives trading signals. We are using very extensive knowledge and very profitable technology right now, which is getting better and better. And this is the real value in this product. The dashboard itself will just show the activity, but the real value is that something that only for now 10% of funds are using in the world, it's not accessible to the public, and we want to bring it to everyone.
So let us take the next few minutes. I don't want to completely geek out, but I'm a PhD in computer science. I have to do a little bit of this. So can we unwrap your AI algorithm? Can you talk a little bit about what kind of technology is built into your system?
Yeah, sure. So as I mentioned, just a brief introduction that around 10% of all funds are relying on large statistical models right now. This is relatively a new technology for this market, even though most of the biggest funds are using it since decades, like, let's say, Renaissance Technologies, for just one example. So this technology can process enormous amounts of data to learn about the world and make predictions on stocks, bonds, et cetera, et cetera. So the way using this technology to develop profitable algorithms to trade financial instruments is our core. So that uses some theoretical models as starting point then to apply to AI help is building and improving an infrastructure based on machine learning with a branch of deep learning neural networks and genetic algorithms, with a layer of algorithms based on swarm intelligence that intervenes to integrate neural networks and genetic algorithms in the asset allocation strategy and the continuous rebalancing of portfolios. So there are many different neural network structures. Deep learning neural networks have proved to be able to make reliable, consistent, and stable predictions on financial time series behavior. So we also decided to combine deep learning neural networks' predictive power with, as I said, with genetic algorithms to optimize parameters in the most effective way. Our algorithms based on this combination of elements will constantly learn and evolve with the programmed logic to find the models with the best accuracy to always rebalance portfolios in the interest of investors. So, and as I mentioned before, it is swarm intelligence as well. Our portfolio will be also automatically balanced by algorithms that will adjust portfolio composition according to the specific market conditions. So in the broad field of artificial intelligence, we found a great potential value in swarm intelligence. This technology that takes its name from nature uses specific algorithms to find order and extract useful sets of information out of data sets. This is pretty much the how our AI is wrapped.
Okay. So is it, what kind of learning is it doing? Is it doing supervised learning? Is it doing unsupervised learning? How are you training it on data sets? When do you know it has reached a level of learning that you can now apply to real transactions? How do you do all of that?
Well, for now, since, for example, to apply application on cryptocurrencies is still very raw, as data doesn't allow us to train better and faster. So it's a matter of trial and error with behind the sets, let's say. So before releasing any strategy, we, of course, are looking forward to make sure that it's valuable. That's what I can say for now.
So the difficult part that you're solving, not just for the investors, but most of the techies out there as well, is I think over time you're building better data sets yourself. Maybe you're cleaning data and you're also testing out your algorithms and making sure they're working not just well on historical data, but they're working well on real data before you're convinced that these things are good and they will make money.
Exactly. So we are currently focused on trading, for example, CFDs, because we noticed many problems trading on crypto exchanges for now on the quantitative side of this business. Because, for example, I can give you, so running the same model on the same day, on the same exchange, on the same coin, leads to two different results. So this tells us that there is incongruent data in every exchange. So in order to protect our investors, we have to be sure that what we are trading is actually reliable. So before trading directly cryptos, we want to see how exchange is going to solve the problem, or maybe how regulator is going to intervene in this case.
Have you been evaluating the various exchanges? I don't know if this is information that is a secret or something that you cannot reveal, but do you have preferences for some exchanges over the others?
Actually, no, not that much preference. More or less, we see in every exchange has its pros and cons when it comes to data, when it comes to pricing, and as well the velocity of the whole process. So for now, they're very raw, and let's see how they evolve over time. For now, the best thing to do, actually, is to trade CFDs, because there is just one pricing, because they are more secure, and it doesn't expose to risks, just hidden risk from exchanges.
I see. So you'll be doing this trading in what, CBOE?
Exactly. Well, it will depend mostly on our broker, since I will explain you quickly how the whole process is working. So the investors from, for example, institutional side are giving us assets under management, right? So we will put those assets under management, can be crypto, for example, in a vault. So by collaborating with a broker and a third party provider, we will use our capital, our assets under management as a collateral. So we'll be safe, secure in a vault, and our third party will give the ability, have the ability to give us the liquidity that we need to trade the markets. So of course it will depend directly on our third party provider.
Got it. So this is all great. So what's next for somebody who's interested in your project? What are you guys doing next? So I'm assuming, like, till now you're all internally funded and you had one person come in and do some investment, you said, And now you're ready to raise money through an ICO, I'm imagining. So can you talk a little bit about how much money you're raising and when are you raising, and then what will the people get for the tokens they purchase?
Yeah, so we are looking to raise $20 million in Ether. So the token distribution will be to fund the project in its operations. So the funds we raised will be allocated over the span of 2 years. So how are we going to do? 80% of those funds will go under assets under management. So why so? Because our final goal is to buy back at the right moment our tokens from the market. So by doing in the right moment, we can increase scarcity and we can increase the price of our token. So the other funds will be split between, you know, HR. We will hire new engineers that will hopefully help us for the success of this company. And of course, opening the fund and for marketing. So giving we are currently in a private allocation. So and we'll start from the 1st of July with the pre-sale. So the initial price will be 11 cents of a dollar in Ether, but will vary depending on a geometrical appreciation of the token. So the more we sell, the more the price will geometrically increase. So all, as I said, we are raising funds directly into assigned categories, and we use a third party as a smart contract provider. So that will it is our escrow, and will take care of the technological side, so we'll not be directly involved until the end of the ICO. And the token itself is, as I said, it's an utility token. So holding LPS token means being part of the first radically transparent fund that uses AI in this market. So our core idea is to use 20% of our trading profits to periodically buy back those tokens. So, but the biggest innovation is where every ICO investor will have a 1 year free subscription plan to our algorithmic signals, for example. And even by using our API to integrate with existing trading platforms. So another way, just when you buy our algorithmic signals, you can spend even fiat, or if you have the tokens, you have a 50% discount on every package, depending on your trading volume. So LPS also, in case regulation is going to change in the future, let's say there is a worst case scenario that the regulator says all ICOs are securities. So what happened then? So we decided that in case something like that happens, we are already taking apart 2.5% of our equity. In case this is the new reality, we are willing to convert the token holders to reward them in case it becomes security for everyone. This is obviously the worst case scenario, but let's see what's happening.
Got it. So you're raising 20 million, 16 million, about 20, you said 80% of that, which is $16 million will be assets under management. The remaining you will be using to actually fund the people, the payroll, the growth, et cetera, of the organization itself. And yes. So tell me what I can do. What is the name of your token?
LPS token.
LPS token, of course. Yes.
Yeah.
So what is it?
ELP token, yeah.
I like that. ELP is the symbol. Okay. So what are all the things I can do with the LPS token? So you're telling me as a token holder, I get 1 year of what? Free trading, you call it?
Yeah, free subscription plan to any of our trading algorithmic signal service. So yes.
So 1 year free, that's already a great reason why people should buy into that. And so after they buy into that, what else can I do with the tokens? So I know that the other thing you mentioned is you're going to constantly use 20% of your profits and buy them back. So there's an inherent increase in the demand, and then there's a reduction in supply. So you're expecting the price to be positive and beneficial to somebody like me who will hold on to those tokens. So I understand that. So, and what else can I do with the token? Anything else?
Well, for now, it will in the short term will be used only for algorithmic signals. And yeah. When I mentioned the mid to long term strategy, when we want to open to developers and open to external researchers, then we want to implement the token itself as a way to pay those researchers, as I mentioned before. So it will be another function.
So there are two things that are happening. The money itself is just coming in. What you're accepting investors' money in Ethereum, for example.
Yes.
Right? So the money is coming in one format, and then I'm buying Elpis tokens so that I can use that to operate what happens on my money, the operations or the transaction that happen on my money. Is that kind of, am I kind of correct, or is it fully automated?
Well, it's correct in a certain way. It means that, yes, you are funding the project itself.
Yes.
Of course. But then the way we want to give back to the market is actually to buying back the tokens. So that's true. You are funding, but in the medium to long term, we would like to give it back, not only in terms of monetary terms, but also on the trading side. So you can trade your funds with it.
Got it. And what are your transactional fees for the various transactions that you will have?
Transaction fees, you mean? You mean
yes.
For the algorithmic signals?
Yeah, for the algorithmic signals.
Okay, so we will have, it will be fixed, but it will be based on the trading volume of your account. So we can know the trading volume because we'll operate directly with the broker, of course. So if, let's say, if it's between $5,000, which is the minimum we allow, to $20,000, for the crypto signals, the pricing will be $200 per month, but with the Elpis token, will be 50% discount. When it comes to traditional market, will be $250 with a discount as well if you have the token. The same will be for the second phase, which is between $20,000 and $50,000. In this case, the crypto signals will cost $400 per month with a 50% discount if you use the token. And the traditional will be $500 with the same discount. And with an investment, with a trading volume between $50,000 and $100,000, will be $600 per month and with a 50% discount. Traditional market, $750 with the same discount. And well, if you have more than $100,000 in Bitcoin Ether, you are qualified to invest directly in the fund. So the long-term strategy is actually grow our community as well, and when they're ready to trade for them completely.
So if I'm investing more than $100,000, I'm completely hands-off. It's totally managed.
It will be totally managed, yes.
Perfect. That's what I would love to have is... But you are kind of, if I were to peg who your target segment would be, it is somebody that's interested in having some kind of a do-it-yourself type of a thing. They want to be a little bit hands-on, but they don't know exactly what to do. And they're able to copy the masters because you have not only Elpis, but eventually you'll bring in experts that will be creating their algorithms. And probably there will be ratings and there will be reviews and there will be historical data on how well they perform. So I can kind of pick and choose who I want to copy on my portfolio. Or if I'm my kind of a lazy guy that says, okay, I'll just invest 100,000, you guys take care of it. Send me an annual report or something like that.
The reason we are offering this kind of solution, because as you see in the crypto market, especially, it's made a lot of retailers. With the big increase in value, we've seen a lot of even millionaires or billionaires popping out. But the reality is they don't have the professional expertise to trade. So everyone is panicking on the upturns, downturns, and they don't really have someone who gives some stability to this market. So our value proposition is actually targeting those who have crypto holdings, but they don't know how to trade.
Got it. Okay, that's, yeah, they call them crypto whales. I think that's the terminology. So there might be somebody who maybe by luck or by design or by some ability, they have made a lot of money, but then they may or may not be experts in managing their money and trading it and all of that. So you are providing an approach where they can utilize other people's intelligence and algorithms. And hopefully in that process, maybe they can learn how to do some things and they might become experts.
I'd like to bring also more an educational program in the future so we can educate people on how everything works, on how we are operating.
Okay. So our listeners by this time are super excited. They want to know from you, Anatoly. So what do they do next? Where do they go? How do they participate? How do they support your community?
Yes. So as I mentioned before, Telegram channel, it will be our first source of information for now. And please visit elpisinvestments.com as well. And in the next days, we'll release a whole new website with whole new information. And we are officially planning to do a series pre-sale. And we are currently in a private allocation. So please visit the website. If you have more questions, visit the Telegram group. We are always in, and we are more than happy to give you more information about it.
Great, great. Have you covered everything that you wanted to tell our listeners, or are there other points that I might have missed?
I think we covered pretty much everything on when it comes to, to Elpis.
Wow. Then let me request our listeners, if you like this episode, definitely head over to the Telegram group that Anatoly has talked about. But also, I think this is exciting stuff. This is the first time I'm hearing of something like this. So I think people, you should, if you're interested, go try it out, but be engaged. Also share it with your other friends that you have that might be interested in this kind of work. Most importantly, I want you to head over to iTunes or Google Play and rate us 5 stars. So with that, I want to thank Anatoly for joining us today and wish you the very best with Elpis.
Thank you, Khan. It has been a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Knights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.